He's been faithful to me in my heart. Even when I fail to believe, He's still faithful. That's the song I love because I see myself in that song. He's been faithful, faithful to me. I want to let you know I'm not worthy to be standing here this morning speaking to you. I tried to get out of it, as a matter of fact. But the person who I wanted to speak to you went away. And so I am here this morning. But I'm grateful for the opportunity because I believe that God is going to use a sinner like me to bring a word to somebody here this morning. Let me tell you what I would love to accomplish with the sermon today. At the end of the sermon, I would love to have even one more person along with myself. Who did I say? One more person along with myself understand their true worth. That's all I wanted this morning. One more person along with myself. Along with who? With myself. To understand your true worth this morning. And just, you know, so you're not be surprised. At the end of the sermon today, I have chosen to use a song, not from the hymnal. And I hope you don't mind that. I've chosen to use a song that we're going to come together and we're going to use to lift the roof of this building. It's a song called Worth by Anthony Brown. Anybody know that song? That's the closing song. So just be prepared for that. Just be prepared for that this morning as we come. I want to thank our pastor and the elders for giving me the opportunity to say a word this morning. I want to thank those who participated in the program, Sister Michelle who sang for us, and our teen praise team who rocked this morning. Eh? Yeah, you guys rock. You guys rock. You guys rock. Yeah, you guys rock. I want to thank you so much, Elder Mason, who introduced me, and a special friend, Elder Mason. I want to thank my family, my wife. Amen. 27 years. Can you believe it? 27 years. 27 years. And I told her, you know, you better start, just be happy with me because I'm not leaving you. So you better get the best use of me, Sister Etty. Amen? Amen. 27 years. And our two sons, Josh is here. Jackie, ma'am. Oh, there he is also. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. I also want to thank my youths, man. You know, when I told them that I'm going to preach today, they could have chose to have gone somewhere else today. My fam over here. Yeah, my fam over here. And over here. And somewhere. They could have gone somewhere else and over there. And over here, Carol. Yeah, yeah. They could have gone somewhere else today, but they said, we're coming to support our elder. Amen. And they're coming to the front. DeAndre. That's the first time you sit in the front, maybe? But I just want to thank them for you know, just coming by and hanging out with the elder as I bring her. The word especially is for you today. I hope you know that. You know, but I know that we all will be benefited. I also want to thank a few people. And they're, you know, one of the folks I'm going to thank, they're going to, you know, she is going to kill me after. But that's okay. As long as I get to present God's word, then she can kill me after. Amen? Amen. But there are three sets of people. And you're all important. And I really appreciate your presence here this morning. I really appreciate it. But there are three group of people I'm going to just single out for a particular reason. Is that okay? Elder Wisdom and his wife. Elder Wisdom is a mentor to me. He's a mentor to me. And I call him up and say, Elder, I'm breaking the word. He said, I will do what I have to do to be here. And he's here. Lovely wife. Elder, you're my mentor. And you know that. I love you, man. Welcome. Sister Cheryl, welcome. Also, a lady at a prayer meeting on Friday, there was a lady who came in. I saw her. Her name is Laurel. And she goes by the name Special. And when I, you know, she was waiting for a ride to come on Wednesday night. And she says, after 8 years, I'm coming to church. And on Sabbath, I'm going to bring my whole family. And she's here with her own family. Special, could you please stand there, family? Please stand. And her family. After 8 years, she comes to church on Wednesday night on Friday, and she says she's going to come with her whole family. And I told her I'm going to big her up. Big you up. Amen. And then on this side, Debbie, you can kill me after. Maybe just kill Georgia for me. I mean, that's okay. Debbie and Danae. So glad to see you. So glad to see you. Welcome. We miss you and we love you guys. Welcome. Amen. 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 Let's get on with the word. It's just a word this morning. I'm not gonna be preaching and shouting like Elder Mason. Yeah. I'm not gonna be doing the deep things like Pastor Myrie. I'm just gonna simply say a word this morning. Is that okay with you? Just a word. So this morning, promise me that you will use more your mind for the word. All right? Here we go. Micah, you have that right on the screen? I want to show you something on the screen. Topic today is your value investor. Anybody know what that's on the screen? Anybody know? Coins. What do you think it's worth? How much? Just give me a number. What do you think? Look at it. Look at those two rusty coins. Look like they're made out of zinc or whatever. How much do you think it's worth? 5,000. Okay. Anybody else? Zero? 5 cents? 5,000, 5 cents. Okay, anybody else? Penny, 1 penny. All right. Depending on the person who wants it. All right. Next slide. What does it say? Read it. Why? Because he knows? Remember that. That's where we're going this morning. Amen? That's where we're going this morning. You can only value something when you know the true worth. Remember that this morning. Next slide, Micah. Next slide. Next slide. Keep going. That's the only slide? Anybody know who that guy is? It's Black History Month, but it's okay. We'll use him for today. If you want to paint in black, but that's okay. We're using it. Anybody know who that guy is? Warren Buffett. Anybody know who Warren Buffett is? He's the owner of Berkshire Hathaway. His company, the price of one stock of his company is $340,000. One share in Berkshire Hathaway. Now, Warren Buffett is probably second richest man in the world. And the reason why I brought him up is not so much for him, but he's known as probably the world's greatest value investor. Probably the world's greatest value investor. Now, what does that mean? So, Warren Buffett's theory in investing is in order to buy a good stock, you want to know its intrinsic value. And then, by knowing its intrinsic value, you will know when it's been selling at a discount. All right? So, when you know what its intrinsic value is, and the price that it should be selling at, let's say it's $100, but then because of some minor variances, it's selling at a discount of $50. That's when you buy the stock. Because you're buying it at a discount, but you know the true value, the intrinsic value, and it's going to eventually get back to the intrinsic value and start to produce a lot of cash for you. All right? That's the whole theory of his investing. And so he looks for companies that are beaten up and out of favor, and buys them, and then profits greatly from them in the future. That's Warren Buffett's method. I want to suggest to you this morning that we have a value investor also. I want to prove to you this morning not only that he knows your intrinsic value, but he purchased you when you're at discount. That's my hope this morning. As Christians, we have a value investor. His name is Jesus. I've found out something, and working with the youth is a great pleasure. It's a great pleasure, it's a great joy. It keeps me young, amen. But it also keeps me growing spiritually. And you might not know that, but it keeps me growing spiritually. But I've learned something. Do you know, and I'm not saying this, let me make a disclaimer early, I'm not saying this to promote or to encourage or to glorify, I'm just saying this as a fact. Do you know that the same sins that the youth struggle with, adults struggle with those same sins? Did you know that? The same sins that the youth struggle with, adults struggle with those same sins. So whatever you name the sin, whatever it is, you name the sin, we both struggle with it. Not because I'm older. I might be a little bit wiser and get over some things or avoid them, but we both struggle with the same things. You name whatever it is, we struggle with it. I want to introduce to you this morning the value investor Jesus. He has bought our stock while it was on bargain discount, bargain basement discount, because of the fall of our four parents. Let's look at Romans 5, verse 6 to 8. Romans 5, verse 6 to 8. No. Romans 5, verse 6 to 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were selling for bargain basement price, while we were in our mess, Christ died for you. Why would Christ die for you when you're in your mess? What good you are to Christ, what good I am to Christ when I'm in my mess? Well, if you're going to look at what a coin looks at, but did not know the value of the coin, then you wouldn't die for me. But because he's your value, he knows, and he knows your intrinsic value. He knows what you will become in him. So he can die for you while you're still in your messed up state. And that's the word this morning. While we were still in our sins, Christ died for us. Because he knows your potential. Right in this very room this morning, in this very room, there are people who are in their messed up state, in this very room. There are some who are struggling with their valuations in this very room this morning. Because they are in a discount position, you are in a discount position, you have placed yourself probably in a discount position in this very room this morning. And the wrong people are evaluating you this morning. The wrong people are evaluating you this morning. And one of those persons who are evaluating you this morning and evaluating me this morning, one of those wrong persons is ourselves. Think about that. One of those wrong persons in yourself. Remember, your true worth is not what you yourself or anybody else say it is while you are going through your mess, but rather what Jesus knows it is because of what he did for you and Calvary's cross. That's where you get your true valuation from. Not while you're going through your mess, not while you're on discount, but what Christ knows that you become. Let's look at some of the things that the world possesses today that make our youth especially feel that they are only worth a few dollars and an exciting life, and then pass on, like, you know, being caught up in things like rap. You know, it's amazing, the rap culture. When you listen to it, they don't see themselves living past 20s. You know, they see themselves having a good time until 20s, and then after that is anything goes. True? Why? They don't know their worth. They don't know their worth. You know, young men, let me start with you. Are you here? You listen up. Young men. You're in some position now where you're dabbling in the rap culture. Maybe even gangs. Illicit activities, sexual activities, and illegal activities. You don't know your true worth. You don't know your true worth. When you find out your true worth, you're not into those things. You know your true worth. Young ladies, and I say this all the time to most of my young ladies in the youth department, I am calling you to a higher standard this morning, young ladies. The world is not fair, and don't expect it to play fair. And I'm saying this to say this, and please permit me to say this morning to all my young ladies. When the young men will run around and be seen as heroes, when young ladies run around, they are seen opposite. Am I speaking true this morning? And so I'm calling young ladies to a higher standard this morning. Don't run around with those young men. Because at the end of the day, when they're ready to settle down, they don't remember you. Am I speaking true this morning? So I'm calling you to a higher standard this morning. You are worth more than that. You are worth way more than that. And when I show you what you're worth, then you realize that what you are doing, if you are doing it, was really doing yourself a disservice. Amen? Remember, your true worth is not what you or yourself or anybody says it is while you're going through your mess. Just remember that. As humans, I tell you, it was just a word this morning. Got a couple more texts and then we're going to wrap it up. As humans, let me leave that for a minute. How does God benefit? So when God saves us at our discount state, how does that benefit God? Let me try to break it down for you. So when Warren Buffett buys a stock, or anybody buys a stock in a discount position, say we bought it for $50, but the intrinsic value price should be $100. He benefits from the appreciation from $50 to $100, right? And then he continued to make profit over time. How does God benefit from us from buying our stock at a discount price? Let me try and break it down for you. When you're in your mess, when I'm going through my mess and God saves us. Once He saves us, He cleans us up, and we start to live by His grace, we produce fruit for His kingdom. He benefits from our growing in Him. Those who are caught up in drugs or gang or whatever else, when God saves you and you start to grow in Him, then you become a witness to those you were once running with. And God gets the praise and the courage. God gets the glory because you bring glory to His name by what you are doing, but bring others also to His kingdom. That's why God is interested in your value, because He does not look at what you are now, but what you will become in Him. I realize that as human beings, and we go back to the coin, as human beings, we tend to value things based on the way we see them. So this morning, you value the coin for 5 cents, 50 cents, $500 based on what you saw on the coin. But also true is that we treat things based on how we value them. Are you with me this morning? So, Dom, if you give me an old beat-up Caprice, you know the big car that the cops use to drive, the Caprice? What is it? You give me an old beat-up Caprice, right? I'll drive it because I had no more car to drive. You know, I might not even wash it, you know what I mean? Because it's might not clean up. But if you call me and say, Brother Perry, I have an R8 for you at my house. What do you think I'm going to do with that, Dom? Oh, man, that thing's being washed every day. Maybe twice a day. Things are going to be vacuum clean. We value things based on the way we see them. And we treat them based on the way we value them. And I'm suggesting to you this morning, it's the same with our lives. You treat ourselves, I treat myself, based on our valuation of ourselves. But our valuation of ourselves are totally false and flawed, because we only see now. We don't see the potential. And the only person that knows our true potential is our value investor, Jesus Christ. And so, this morning, my hope and my goal is that I want you and I to see our true worth. What is your true worth? Just take a moment and think about it. What is your true worth? What is your true worth? How much do you worth? How much do I worth? How much do you think you're worth? Because I'm going to show you from the Bible this morning, from our scripture reading and another text, that you have no idea the type of worth you are based on what God placed on you. Think about it. Let's turn to our scripture reading. I'm going to ask, Brian, that you put it from the Amplified Version, just not changing anything, just Amplified. Don't have the Amplified Version? I'm going to read it for you, because I think the Amplified Version, bring it out a little bit more that you might get it. I want you this morning to think two texts that I want you to think about as you think about how much you're worth. Two texts. John 3, verse 16. John 3, verse 16. And it says, reading from the Amplified Version, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth and trust in Him as Savior shall not perish but have everlasting life. You worth the precious blood of the Son of God. That's what you're worth. You're not just any old thing. You're not just any invaluable thing. You're worth the precious blood of the Son of God. That's why he died for you. That's your worth. Let's break it down a little bit more. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Want to know what you're really worth? This is what you're worth. He made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf. So that in him we would become the righteousness of God. That is, we would be made acceptable to him and placed in a right relationship with him by his gracious loving kindness. He made him who had no sin to be sin for you, so that you might become the righteousness of Christ. How much do you value? How much do you worth? Your worth and mine worth so much that God placed our sin on his Son for you, for me. The righteous one who deserved nothing but life took on our sin and paid the price with his own blood for us while we were still messed up, while you are still going through your stuff. He was dying for your sins by the precious blood of his Son because of the value that he placed on you and on me. Oh, I wish this morning that I would know the value that God values me. Oh, I wish that you would know the value at which God values you. Because if we know our value this morning, then we will start to treat ourselves different, and we will start to treat others different as well. And so this morning, simple word for you this morning. Simple word is, do you know your value? Do you know what you're worth? When you know what you're worth, then you will start to treat yourself as God treats you. The things that you get bogged down with and caught up with and just give your life to that are worth nothing, once you find out what you're worth in Christ, things will be different. The things of God that will bring honor and glory to his name will be the things that we pursue. Amen? The things that will help others and benefit others and help them to the kingdom will be the things that we will be pursuing, because we know who we are and we know what each other is in Christ Jesus. And so this morning, it's a simple word for you. I hope you get it, because this message is for me just as it is in Christ this morning. I still need to first understand my worth also in Christ. As we come this morning, I promise you, we're going to sing a song different this morning. It's an appeal song. It's a celebrating song. It's a song of just recommitment, dedication. As I ask the praise team to come, we're going to stand and sing the song this morning. Worth by Anthony Brown will be your closing song. And the song just says what I just said to you this morning, just reinforcing what I said to you this morning. So I'm going to ask you please to stand. It's just a small word this morning. I hope you have gained something from the message. And I hope that as we leave here today, that we will go forth understanding that what we have worth in Christ, and may we start to live as though we were.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, yeah. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole. And I can tell everyone I know, baby. So you came.
My mess when I don't think or didn't think much of me, you thought I was worth saving. I want to thank you, Lord, that you look beyond my faults, beyond our faults, and you see our needs. The need for a Savior, the need for a value investor, one who will remind us that you are not worth what you look like now, but you are worth what I say you are worth when I'm finished with you. And so this morning we come by here to give you thanks. To give you thanks that even when we didn't value ourselves much or any way, anything, anyhow, you valued us so that you gave your life for us. Lord, this morning the word comes to me, the word comes to us, calling us to arise and to see what our true worth is in you. to see how much you value us. Maybe, oh God, because of your mercy and your grace, you will just give us a glimpse of what you think of us, that we might think so of ourselves. So that as we leave this house today, we will leave forth with renewed rejoicing and renewed confidence and renewed joy, because we are valued highly by you. Not because of our mess, not because of our sins, but because of our potential in you and what you are going to do in us and for us, but also of equal value, what you're going to do through us. Thank you for your message today. Thank you for the opportunity today. And may you take us home safely now and bring us back to AY, we pray in your name.